Dead?
Most who met him find that hard to believe.
I never met him.
I did.
He was a crook?
No, not a crook, but he was crooked, all right. Never broke the law. He always thought up a way around it.
Sophia knew I wouldn't approve of him.
Sounds like you're pretty close to Sophia.
I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Congratulations.
Well, let's hope so. I really should go and
see her. Did she warn you about her family?
Why? They can't all be crooks.
Nothing so straightforward. In fact, Aristides married proper aristocracy. Ugly little gnome he was, but women fell for him. And it can't just have been the money. His first wife gave him 8 kids.
8?
The dynasty's shriveled since. One died in infancy, 2 wars have taken 5 more, and TB took the wife, leaving the spinster sister to take care of the leftovers. One son's married a stone-cold career woman with no interest in kids. The other son married some actress and only mustered 2 daughters, your Sophia and the young Josephine. Aristides must have been hoping for more. 10 years ago, aged 77, he married a 24-year-old waitress named Brenda. But she's given him nothing, except maybe a syringe full of poisonous eye drops so she can get together with Josephine's tutor instead.
You think this Brenda killed him?
Or else she's the perfect setup. Who knows? They're all on my list. But trying to find your way into this family is like trying to find your way around that monstrosity.
3 gables? It looks more like 13.
And they all lived together in a little crooked house. Hope I'm not putting you off, Charlie.